don't forget, everything happened because he remembered it, right? Now, okay, I'm talking about what? I was talking about that, okay, the interest of the beloved is hidden, the interest of the lover is being played out loud, right? Okay, and there is a story about this which is very necessary to look at and learn a lot of stuff, but I will drop it because this fellow in with Satra Jahan is impatient, and this is the I'm stopping it because this is the end of the one story, and I want you to go to that conclusion. I let go of this story. Later you will see, he will bring it in. Now he'll say, I don't want to open another conversation and branches. Let us stick to this. To what? To this, that. Huh? In definition, a friend is not just somebody that you call friend. Friend is someone who does something in the friendship, is useful there. When I'm talking about the good subject, something that you should attend to, you know what is the best thing? Best thing is the stuff that if you attend and you will die, you're happy because you were doing what you wanted to do. Because now if they say, okay, in 5 minutes you will die. I say, oh pity, I'm sitting here. I wish I was doing that. We say, okay, do your life that, because that's the best stuff for you. Why? Because the first stuff that we are looking for here is honesty. Honestly, you should be in love. Honestly, you should believe that, okay, I'm trying to have 2 steps in this path. And they will say, you will die in 10 minutes. They will say, oh, let me go these 2 steps, because this is the thing that I really want. That if your faith is not that strong, go and change it. Because this is what I'm talking about. Right from the beginning, the guy felt something and he stood up against all the logics of you shouldn't go, and all that. All these credits, at the end of the day, should go to beloved, not the lover. Because lover should not seek the credit. Yes?
Whosoever would fain die for thy sake willingly and agreeably to thy heart's desire, he is thy true lover. When dislike is gone, verily 'tis not death. 'Tis the semblance of death, and 'tis a migration. When dislike is gone, dying becomes advantageous. Hence it comes true that death is repelled.
Do you understand what he's talking about? Come on, be honest. No. Suddenly he's talking about the death. And he will explain that there are situations and a state of mind that death is not bad. Death is bad for whom? Death is bad for animal. Have you seen any animal loving death? One of the meaning of the life is running away from death. All the animals are trying to run away from deadly situations, right? So, the animal is in love with life and hates the death. Why? Because with life, the animal is here. With death, animal is finished. Death means you don't exist anymore. Do you understand it? So, animal cannot like it. But we, excuse me, we are different. Because when I'm dying, what do you mean by I'm dying? Huh, you mean my biological machine will die? What about me? Do I die? Or do I have a still life? My meaning, the continuum of what I was trying, planning for even, all that is my life, right? Means what? Means that there are parts of me that I know will not die. So that death, to me, is nothing. It's just the death of the machine. As if, imagine that I could change my machine. Then should I worry about this one? If I could stop this now, change to a younger machine. Everybody will do it, right? The death to us is this. The death of this is not the death of me. This is something that you should look again and think again. Here, we'll say there are moments that you will understand that the death is not that. It's just a part of it. So what? Yes?
The beloved is God, and the person to whom he hath said, thou art mine, and I am thine. Now listen, for the lover is coming, whom love bound with a cord of palm fiber. When he beheld the countenance of the Sadr Jahan, you might say the bird, his spirit, flew out of his body.
Oh yeah, of course, this is a very romantic moment that it should be explained and filmed and music and all that. But before that, he said what? He said, look at it. Now we are seeing this lover being enchained and pulled towards that paradise. This is how it is. Don't forget that part. He was enchained, Bahablon bin Masad, he was being pulled there, yes?
His body fell like dry wood. His vital spirit became cold from the crown of his head to his toes. Whatsoever they applied of incense and rose water, he neither stirred nor spoke.
You know the story of the rose water? Rose water is normally like this, when somebody in Oriental countries will have some shock and will somehow go unconscious and things like that. They will bring a piece of that rose water to change the air and bring him back. Here, he is looking at that and he will say, you know what? This is what happens to this guy. First of all, the thinking is lost. So somehow some flying bird flew away and everything has stopped. Whatever everybody is trying to bring him back is not working. Yes.
When the king saw his saffron-colored face, he dismounted from his steed towards him. Mm-hmm. He said, the lover hotly seeks the beloved. When the beloved comes, the lover is gone. Thou art a lover of God, and God is such that when he comes, there is not a single hair of thee.
Aha! This is the highlight. This is what this paragraph was turning around and coming to, the conclusion. To what? Listen, when I say the guy arrives in Bukhara, in that moment, he will die. I don't mean the bad way. He will vanish. He doesn't exist anymore. Because when the lover and beloved are somewhere, lover doesn't count. Beloved counts. So, this is what it means. Enlightenment, joining the heart, means losing your ego. Suddenly your ego disappears as if you don't exist anymore. This is how it happens. Somebody who loves heart, if he is really in love with the heart, is the fellow that when heart arrives, nothing remains from him. Period. Yes?
At that look, 100 like thee vanish away. Methinks, sir, thou art in love with self-knotting.
Yeah. Means what? Suddenly a question, but listen, I'm telling you that when you get closer to beloved, nothing remains from you. Now what? Do you want to lose yourself? What do you want? Yes?
Thou art a shadow and in love with the sun. The sun comes, the shadow is knotted speedily.
Means a shadow will go and say, I love the sun. Okay. But when sun arrives, shadow disappears. This is the base of what we are talking about here. This path is a path that if I'm successful in crossing it, then I don't exist anymore. There is no me. I become we. I don't need to be me. So me will die. How? You don't get it, do you? You cannot be the lover of half and a selfish fellow with an ego. It doesn't work that way. All the people who are in love with half, they are selfless, not self-more. This is how it is. Because all the problem comes from self. Because self belongs to the first period of life. Do you remember life has different periods, right? It started with single stuff, viruses, one cell animal, then getting collected, increased, millions of them doing this machine. During all this, it's different layers and layers and layers. I am not in the layer of the animals. Where am I? I'm the breath. I belong to an essence of knowledge which flows in our society, which is in our culture. That's what I am. I don't want to be me. And I know that in this process, you will lose this me. It's like the sun will arrive. Okay, I explained it again. Does it make sense? But somehow you don't like it. Because you think, okay, then me. No, there is no me. Here, let us explain it in a very different story. There is the story of a fly, an insect, and the wind. This is something that in the time of Rumi is very famous. In the Persian poetry, you will hear a lot. We make a lot of stories about these two. Here, you will hear the story that this fly will go to God and will say, we will go to Solomon. I am offended here and I'm miserable. I need some help. Say, what do you need? Say, this wind is killing me. When it comes, it will push me around, I cannot fly, I couldn't do, and I will die. So please do something. Solomon said, okay. What do you think should I do? He said, okay, stop the wind, and I said, okay. That was your side of the story. Let's hear the wind side of the story. Hey, call the wind. When the wind arrived, the insect was gone. Period. This is what it is, because me and myself is like that insect. That insect looks around and judges everything with being an insect. The wind is bad, why? Because it will bother the insects. So this is a selfish fellow. When we want to talk about the subject, even when we call the wind, there is no place for this. Because what is the wind